Welcome to Chapter 2, Importance of Purchase and Storage. What are the objectives? The objectives are functions related to hospitality products, the advantages of stores and purchase department, objectives of purchasing and storing, goals of purchasing. If you see from the slide, it's very clear that purchase and stores had to work together. They need to understand each other's requirements. The requirement starts from the stores, it comes to the purchasing, and from purchasing it goes to the user department. Sequence of purchasing: purchase to procure materials to make the best buy, good quality, long shelf life and good taste at the right price that includes delivery at the doorstep. So the process starts from the purchase of materials. The purchase of materials requisition comes from the user department. It goes to the stores. We have to ensure and understand that the products which are supplied are of the best quality. Quality will depend on the specifications as laid down by the company. Long shelf life, so that we take products, we don't have any expiry. So usually you see a soft drink will have an expiry of 6 to 9 months. So we need to ensure that the product which comes to us has a shelf life around 6, 7, 8 months in hand. 1 month could be because of the delivery time. The span of functions in a purchase and stores, it starts from planning, purchasing, receiving, storing, control, distribution, issue, cost control and reduction. A planning starts from a purchasing. So we'll give an example of chicken, for example. So we know that on a daily basis I require 20 or 30 kg of chickens. So I have to ensure that I order around 20 kg of chicken, and 10 kg could be an excess what I have. We have to inform the purchasing to purchasing department that I require chicken. So they have a laid down specifications for the product. Once the specifications are followed, we have to ensure that the products are delivered at the store as received and stored. Usually this being frozen or being fresh chilled. If it's fresh chilled, we assume that it has to carry a temperature of 7 degrees. Or if it's frozen, it has to be in minus degrees. Once the product comes in, a control has to be done. Control in the aspect that check of the product, proper storage. After the storage control, storage is being done, it has to be issued to the user department. So user department has an indent which accordingly they put a request, and based on that request the materials are being issued. And last could be a cost control and reduction to ensure that the products what we receive is used optimum as per the requirement of the user department. Determining of current product needs. So what are the steps involved in defining or understanding what items we do require? So it could be first is menu analysis. It could be a volume forecast, standard recipes, consolidation into units. Menu analysis means we have to understand whether we are going to use in the starters, are we going to use in a main course. Volume forecast will depend on the number of customers who are going to come in. So if you know that we have a booking of around 200 covers, so you have to order the products accordingly. Or if you are catering, if you have a big volume of around 2 or 3,000 purchase of products of guests coming to our restaurants or to our banquet, then accordingly you have to order the products. Standard recipes means we have a laid down standards. So maybe a starter could have around 200 gram of chicken, or maybe it could have a 160 gram of prawns in a single starter or a main course. Consolidation into units means we have to ensure and understand these products are being ordered on the basis of these forecast, standard recipes or menu analysis. What are the advantages of stores and purchase department? First is to ensure and understand the availability of material. Second is the lead time, cost reduction, rate amount, low inventory, unutilized material and receiving goods. Availability of material is very important, because if the materials are available, then you can give it to the user department. Once they give it to the user department, they can start production of items. Lead time is to ensure and understand ki if you place an order with a vendor, what is the time he can deliver the material for you. So that if you have a 7 days inventory with you, the vendor may take around 10 days to deliver. So you have 3 days of stock in hand till such time the materials are being delivered by the vendor. Cost reduction means you have to ensure that whatever is being ordered is being utilized properly and we don't do any wastages. For example, a cauliflower when you buy 1 kg, you have to ensure that after cutting the leaves you may get around 800 grams. So it's very important to ensure and understand the cauliflower which is being bought is bought at the right rate and amount. Low inventory, we need to ensure, because what is inventory? Inventory is basically you purchase material from a vendor and you store it with you. So you should ensure that you keep low inventory or an optimum inventory required for an operations. Because if you order too much of item, it will lie in the warehouse or it will lie in the chiller and there are quite possibility of getting spoiled. Unutilized materials, we need to ensure, because these items, if not unutilized, if not used as per the requirement, will lead to expiry. Receiving goods as per the standards procedures, if the materials are being received, it has to receive in a proper temperature, it has to be received in a proper containers, it has to be stored properly, the vendor who is supplying it has to carry in the right cartons without any dented, the products which receive, for example, the tin products should not have any dent marks on that. Efficient issuing means as per the requisition which comes from the kitchen department or from the user department, we have to issue materials according to that. So if they have asked you around 10 kg of sugar, you need to give only 10 kg of sugar. You should not give them maybe 15 kg because the 5 kg will go as an excess. Rejections, when the vendor is supplying materials to you, you need to check the quality of the product. And if the products are not as per your standard specifications or as per the expiry, we can refuse the material, we can reject the materials. Bulk purchase. For bulk purchase is usually when you order in bulk quantities. It could be sugar, it could be maida, or it could be rice, which you want a bulk quantity of 25 kg bags and all. But this needs to be ordered properly, appropriately, and stored in above the ground level on a right pallet. Recording is to ensure that all the items which are being received at the store level is being recorded properly, either in the computer, in your internal database system, or there is a manual entry when at the time of receiving, which has maintained what items are received, what quantity is received, who has delivered the material, what time is being delivered. Communication has to be flow between the vendors and the user department. Accounts is very important for reconciliation, because whatever items are being supplied by the vendor, we need to ensure understand the payments are being made on time. What are the objectives of purchasing? To fulfill the needs of the supply system, to meet the financial objectives, to determine the best value for products, and to provide information of product to the entire operations. So the objective is very clear that we need to ensure and understand the guest gets the right product at the right price. At the same time, we are doing a business, so we need to ensure and understand the products are being purchased at the right quality and the right rate. For that right rate, we need to ensure and understand, we do a market survey report. We check what is the prevailing price in the market for that product and are we getting the right product from the vendor at the right price and the right specifications. Goals of purchasing. So first important goal of purchasing is buy the right product. Right product means if there is a requisition for a leg or for a chicken wings, so we need to ensure and understand that we only give chicken wings to the guest as per the requisition which is coming. Pay the right price. The right price can be determined by doing a market survey, understanding what is available in the market, are there any competitive products which is a better quality and better price available. Deal with the right supplier. There are so many suppliers which is available, but a supplier who has the right kind of infrastructure or right kind of product quality, who can give the best service for you. You will have instances when the guest when a new vendor approaches you and will give at a 50% lesser rate, but you need to ensure understand key, where is the product coming from. Does the vendor has the Food Safety Standard Authority of India certification? Okay, is the vendor in a good rapport with all the other company or hospitality sector where he's supplying? Ensure delivery at the right time, because if there is all the operations, as we know, starts by 12 o'clock in the afternoon for lunch and maybe dinner after 6 o'clock. So whatever item is being delivered, it has to come to your restaurant at least by 10 o'clock or 8 o'clock in the morning, so that once it's received, the chef uses the material, cut the material, do a marination of that. But if the products have been delivered to you maybe at around 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, then your purpose is spoiled. You cannot use the material at the right time. So all these are the basic goals of purchasing. Right products, as we said, the quality plays a very important role. Quality of the product, because if you don't get the right quality, what will happen is you start discarding the material. So if you receive 1 kg, you may destroy around 50 kg as a spoilage. So when you're buying us 100 rupees, it means you're paying actually more money for that particular product. Type, quality and specifications. Every organization has their own specifications of the product. For example, we say a broccoli has to be received without the stems, a cauliflower has to receive without the leaves, an egg could be a specification of around 50 to 60 grams, a chicken could be having a specification of around 150 to 160 grams, or the whole chicken could be around 800 to 900 grams. So these are the different specifications which is laid by the different organizations. Requirement, the requirement has to come from the kitchen or from the chef, what items that they require, or maybe from the housekeeping sector, how many linens you require, how many pillows you require, according to that. Source. Source is the way from where the vendor gets the materials. So you have to understand whether he is a manufacturer, he is a trader. If it's a manufacturer, you will get a better rate because he is the one who is manufacturing it. If there is a trader, the trader will get the material from third party. So he is going to definitely put his margin in that. Warranty of the product could be for a big product like an air condition or maybe for a fridge. These are the warranty which to ensure, understand whether the warranty period is for 1 year and there is an AMC which needs to be extended to the product, so that even if the warranty is over, the product doesn't get spoiled, and when you go and buy the provider, want to replace the product or want to repair the product, if you're under AMC, you get a better service from the service provider. We'll just show an image of different kinds of products which is available. We have over here the meal cart, the trolleys, we have the coffee machines, we have how do we store the different kind of glasses in a glass rack, a banquet area where the products have been displayed, a water jug. So these are different kind of products which is used in the hospitality sector, which plays a very prominent, very important role. A right kind of mixer or grinder, a mixer or grinder which has an enclosure so that when you use it, it doesn't make sound and to the guest or disturbs the guest. Paying the right price. Price negotiation is a very important from the purchase point of view because it all depends on that. So when you do a price negotiation, for price negotiation, you have to ensure and understand what is the product. What if, for example, if it's glass, what is the kind of glass? Is it a crystal? Is it a non-crystal glass? What is the capacity, whether it is 100 ml, 250 ml, 500 ml? So this specification plays a very important role. And the brand, because there are different kind of glass available. There could be an ocean glass, there could be an aircraft glass. So you need to understand what brands you are buying and what is the life of the particular product. Because if there's a glass, the breakages are more, you're going to lose money. Combined orders, you have to see that the vendor supplies a particular product with different kind of orders together. Because when the vendor gets a bigger volume, he gets a cost efficiency and he can share the cost with you. Need for high cost items, you need to be very, very careful when it's high cost items. It could be a big AC air condition, which is a bigger expensive item. So these items need to be carefully purchased. There could be a dehydrator which is costing 25,000 rupees or above. But these are all assets, so you have to ensure and understand these products are checked properly with the warranty period, with the right price, with the right brand, and given to the organization so that this can be used for a longer period of time. Cash payment discounts, we do get cash payment discounts when we say to the guest that, okay, let's to the vendor, let's understand if you want to buy a bulk item, we say if you're giving us cash discount, can you give us 2% rebate on that? Mostly this happens in the industry when you do an immediate purchase, or the purchase could be a payment of 45 days. So you tell him, instead of paying 45 days, I make a payment for you in 30 days. Instead of 30 days, you can tell him, I can make you in 15 days. So these are the different kind of modes of discount what you can get. And necessity is you need to ensure and understand how important is the product. If the product is required after a week, so you can do according negotiation. But if the product is required urgently, immediately, we need to ensure understand the products are purchased so that the operations are not being held up. Purchase the right quantity. Right quantity is very important because, as I said, if the item which is received has to be stored somewhere. So if you don't have the proper storage facility and if you order over and above the required quantity, the product will come in, it will lie in some corner. So you need to ensure, understand that you have the right storage facility to save the products. Storage cost. Every store has a kind of an area of over 80 to 100 square feet because this storage costs money. So we need to ensure, understand that products are being stored properly. The storage could also be defined in different kind of racks or storage so that you can make maximum utilization of the space which is available. Quantity discounts when you're doing a bulk purchase. So if you require a sugar of around 1000 kgs, you can get a better rate, you can get a better discount. But if you're buying only 25 kgs of sugar, you'll get a different rate. Waste and spoilage. Wastage and spoilage, you need to ensure and understand that whatever products are being received is not wasted. If you buy in bulk, which is not required, automatically start getting spoiled or deteriorating. Transportation and delivery cost is also very important, which you must be aware. As the price of diesel goes up, the vendors will approach you saying, sir, we cannot supply you because the transportation cost is increased. So we need to ensure that you ask a consolidated order from the vendor and on what basis you can demand to a vendor to give it a better rate. Just to show you how the different kind of materials are being designed. This is the linen that I was telling you about, these storage racks. This is how the materials are being received. If they store it properly in different racks, you make the maximum whichever space available. Now, if you don't have the storage racks, you place on the ground, so you'll be using only maybe around 25 square feet of area. But when you have this kind of facilities, you are going to use actually 100 square feet of area because the items are kept in a storage racks. Vegetables, if they're receiving proper crates and all, it's hygienic, you can check the materials, what materials are being supplied. But if it's come in a gunny bag, so you cannot check the product inside. Storage, in the storage area, these items are kept in the right appropriate manner, so that when any items are required by the guest or by the kitchen in charge, you can directly approach, you can select the item and give it. You come to know if the product is getting expired, if it's near dented products. So this is very important area, how you store the materials. Dealing with the right supplier, you have to ensure that we have so many vendors approaching us to supply the material, but you have to get the right material from the right vendor. Supply location also plays a very important role, because if you want to take a particular item and the vendor is situated around 50 kilometers, so by the time the material comes to you, it will come late or it may not be as per a requirement. Especially in the case of frozen items, the vehicle has to be in a frozen temperature, frozen controlled temperature vehicle. Supplier's facilities has to be audited to ensure that the supplier where the product is being made is done hygienically. This could, a very good example could be of a ice, where the ice manufacturer does, whether the hourly water is being treated properly, do you have a certificate for the product. Financial stability, to ensure and understand that when the supplier had the capability of supporting you financially, because if you don't have a right vendor who got the financial stability to supply you, he may come saying that there is no material available because he doesn't have the financial capability. Technical ability to ensure, understand whatever machines they have is as per the latest standards. This could be an example of a chicken hatchery where all the items are being done on machine rather than a manual cut or manual labor. Honest and fair is very important. The vendor who is supplying to you has to be honest. He is not treating you, because, for example, groceries, there are vendors who may mix some product with the dal masoor. For example, dal masoor, chana dal, these are different kind of spices which is available. That these are items which have, one is this the scraps in the which is available in these chana masalas and all. So you need to show that, ensure, understand that all these products which are being delivered to you is as per the Food Safety Standard Authority of India, is the right quality, right graded and right branded items. Deliver at the right time. As I said, lead time is very important, because if you have put a requisition for a glass for a banquet party and if you don't get the right product at the right time, then you may not be able to give it to the guest. So every organization develops a lead time. A lead time could be of around 15 days, a lead time could be of 1 month. It all up to how you order it. Usually the lead time for a glassware is 1 month. So when you know that, because these items are ordered accordingly and stored with you. Internal processing and inventory level. These are being done internally, so there is a marination level which happens in the kitchen level. So let's understand, if you're ordering a particular chicken, so they have to receive in the morning. They have to do an internal processing system for this product. Keep it ready for the guest as and when the order comes in. For that, the inventory level is very important. The inventory level shows what items are to be stored, how it has to be stored, what is the lead time available, and what quality and quantity is available. So this inventory level is actually a master of, right from the purchasing to the storage facilities. Objectives of storing: to maintain the right storage methods and for perishables, especially raw foods stored at specific temperature. As we said, the chicken which is received, it has to be received in a temperature of approximately 0 to 7 degrees or 0 to 5 degrees, depends on what kind of product. But if it's a frozen product, you have to ensure that it's receiving minus 18 degrees or minus 12 degree temperature, so that it will be received as per the control standards. Original quality and flavor has to be maintained. So if the product is received with at the store level, but it's not as per the standard, as per the standard and quality, what will happen? Eventually you'll have to discard the product because the quality is not good. The quality of the product is not good, you cannot offer to the guest. If you offer to the guest, you're going to get a guest complaint. Method of storage to suit the category of raw materials: meat, fish, grocery, cutlery, linen. Usually meat and fish are received on a daily basis. Once it's received at the temperature, the standard check is being done and it's given immediately to the kitchen who does the marination for this. Groceries is received, a cycle of this could be around 15 to 20 days. So when it's received, it is stored in the stores level and is issued as per the requirement of the chef. Cutlery and linen, etc., are being ordered once in quarter or once in half yearly, because this has less of wastages, or rather less of shrinkage, or less of pilferages. So these are ordered, stored and issued to the requisition department has per the requisition, maybe quarterly or maybe half yearly. To maintain the dry stores for perishable and non-perishables, use exhaust fans and ensure cross ventilation. This is very important because metals are being received as stores, but if the storage is not being done properly, what will happen immediately? For example, the groceries or the you have condiments or you have dal etc. or sugar etc. If these are not stored properly, automatically the small worms may come in, weevils may come in, and this may start deteriorating the products, and eventually you'll have to discard the product. So it's very important that wherever the items are being stored, the store is maintained properly. Cleanliness is very important. The right kind of an exhaust, right kind of a ventilation is available to maintain the daily freshness of all the dry perishables. To avoid spoilage of groceries and canned foods, use appropriate shelf and rack. As we said, if you start storing the materials on each other, there's quite possibility the product may get damaged, or eventually it may get also expired because you're not available. Because the products are stored, they're stored. So the process what we have to follow is first in, first out, where the products are being received, and whatever is nearing expiry, first you have to give it to the requisition department and clear it, and then the next lot is being taken. Optimum use of storage space, as we said, the material has to be stored properly. It could be in a rack instead of sitting on the ground. Large quantity of cereal, spices, sugar, canned or bottled products are to be handled properly so that it doesn't get dented, it doesn't get spoiled. The items are being kept safe from the rodents, from the cockroaches. You know, this is a very important thing. If there is a sugar or maybe it's a product which is a plastic tetra pack, you have to keep it in the bin, appropriate bin, so that rodents cannot approach, cannot infest the product, cannot eat the product. So it has to be kept in the right kind of a storage condition. Individual portion packs are also being used nowadays in the industry. So for example, if you require sugar is taking in a 1 kg pack instead of 25 kgs. So what will happen when there is a requisition, you give only 1 kg pack instead of giving the entire bag of 25 kg, where there could be a more of loss or more of wastage because these items are not required on a regular basis. A very clear example of how the items are being stored, the bottles are being stored in a nice appropriate manner so that you can see the product name. For example, honey, you can see the honey, whether the honey is getting crystallized in this or no. There could be different kind of syrups which are being used by the companies. Storage of onions, potatoes in the right bin so that this gets the right temperature. The freshness is being maintained. If anything getting spoiled, you can immediately take and discard it so that this other product does not get spoiled. So storing of meat products in the right temperature of around 0 to 7 degrees so this doesn't get spoiled. To maintain stores, clean hygiene and pastry is very important that on a daily basis you do a proper checking of all the items. All the areas are kept dry and clean. Arrange annual pest control and contacts. Pest control plays a very important role because you don't know how eventually the pest are coming, especially the small rodents or maybe cockroaches and all. You have adequate illumination in the room so that when you approach, you know what items are stored, where it is stored, and if any kind of cockroaches are being noticed, you can immediately discard it from there. So keeping a store with the right kind of a ambient temperature, clean, regular basis, keep a books over there to maintain a log of when this area was being cleaned is very important. These are the different examples of how we can do a cleaning pest control on a regular basis, is how chemicals are being stored. But you also have to understand that whenever you do such kind of a process, all the food items are being stored separately or covered so that any kind of contamination doesn't happen in the product. To maintain a predetermined stock level, measure time taken by supplier to deliver and product's annual consumption to determine minimum and maximum stock levels. All items in stores are used for a definite period. So whenever you order a product, you need to understand that how are you ordering it. Are you ordering for the annual basis or are you ordering it on a monthly basis? And how we can define this? You can define this on the basis of what is the consumption going to be in the coming months. So if you know that my consumption of corn flour is around 100 kg or 90 kg in a month, so you know that you require approximately 3 kgs in a day. So you have to plan yourself accordingly, and if you ensure and understand that you have around 20 days stock so that 100 days stock gets over and then you have 20 days stocks. Again, you do a reordering level so the stocks can come in. Maintaining stock records. Use bin cards, stock ledgers to know and control quantities. Bin cards are basically to show what items are being received on a daily basis, what you have purchased, how much you have issued to the different departments, and what is the inventory you are carrying at any point of time. Arrange regular physical stock taking to note discrepancies. If you don't do a proper stock taking on a regular basis, you may receive 100 kg in a day, but you have issued to 50 kg to the stores. So ideally you should have 50 kg with you, but quite possibility that you have only 40 kg. It means 10 kg is missing. The 10 kg could be that you have already issued it to the respective department, but that record was not being maintained. So it's very important to keep a proper physical stock taking. All this will lead to minimum wastages, loss and pilferage. Procedures for established effective purchasing and storing, and they should be strictly implemented. These are levels, how the different levels are there. There's a director of stores and purchase who will be reported by the stores manager and the purchase manager. And for stores managers, directly reported by housekeeping, food and beverage, and for the purchase assistant. These people work to each other, understand the responsibilities. As I said, it is an entire process where the requisition comes from the kitchen to the stores. Stores has to understand the products that are available as per the lead time, and then give it to the purchasing. Purchase department will ensure and understand that, you know, these items are purchased at the right quality, right quantity, right specifications, and release the right purchase order to the vendor. Thank you.